This is Mucho African Radio. My name is Marat Naimana, your Mucho Youth Show Host. Our guest is Vibian Atana. She's a Dalit Black Diplomats Academy alumni from Regina, Saskatchewan. She is joining us from Ontario. Our conversation will be centered around her journey, as well as her accomplishments and future endeavors. So thank you, Vibia, for being here. To begin, for those who don't know, who is Vibian Atana?
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Marat. So as you mentioned, my name is Vibian Atana, and my journey when it comes to youth leadership started very early on in my life. I would say before I knew what leadership was from the perspective of titles or hierarchies, or maybe the formal sense of leadership that you understand within organizations, I saw it demonstrated within my community through small intentional actions. So this often looked like being the first person in the room to set up a community event, and the last person to leave, making sure people had rides, being able to show up for people and in ways that made them know that they were being represented in a room, even if they weren't there or could articulate their thoughts or needs fully at any given time. So that really shaped a lot of the early leadership experiences that I witnessed. And over time, especially through community involvement, that really spurred an interest in wanting to understand how leadership could be more effective. That led to being involved in academic settings, in community as a volunteer, starting initiatives myself, and eventually realizing that the more I did, the more there was to learn. And that led me to the Black Diplomats Academy, where myself, alongside you and several other young African descent Canadians, had the opportunity to participate in almost 10 months of experiential learning through being able to be in contact with different Black leaders, as well as other policy and global affairs and international affair leaders from across the world as well. So yeah, that journey was almost 2 or 3 years ago now. And now in 2025, I currently work as a staff member of the same organization. So I'm very fortunate for that full circle transition. And now I serve as the attaché for economic development and executive affairs with developing young leaders of tomorrow today. So in a nutshell, that's the journey.
So you are a third cohort Black Diplomats Academy alumni. You have a more important role in this organization now, and you have been a part of many delegations. What happens on most of these trips and conferences that you have the opportunity to attend?
Through Dialot, as a fellow, I had the opportunity to attend the second session of the Permanent Forum for People of African Descent at the UN headquarters in New York City. So that was a really eye-opening experience. I had never attended a forum that featured so many different perspectives of African descent individuals from around the world. And it was just phenomenal, honestly. Like, there was so much to learn. I felt like my head was going to explode at the end of every night because I was just reflecting on so many different ideas that I hadn't considered myself before, and just so many amazing connections with people as well, especially learning about youth movements across the world and the ways in which they are similar, but then also the unique challenges and barriers that face some of our peers in different countries as well. So yeah, it was really great. And I think one of the best takeaways from any of the conferences or convenings of people that I've attended is always the people. It's always the connections and being able to see how those relationships can really lead to partnerships in the future. There's still active forums of not only the PFPAD youth that attended and you know, constant sharing of information, resources, and youth showing up for each other in their professional development journeys, but also in the things that they're practically building. But I also see that as well within our Black Diplomats Academy cohort too, which is really awesome to see how Black youth are committed to supporting each other.
More recently, you were invited in the Youth Empowerment Forum 2025 in Geneva from September 4th to September 7th. What can you tell us about the BDA delegation, your message, and the connections you made.
The delegation was comprised of alumni from the Bach Diplomats Academy from different years, including myself as an alumni slash staff, and my co-workers, and also our fearless leader, Candice Kotrapaw, the founder of the organization as well. And we were joined by youth from over 150 countries who were representing, some coming as independent individuals, others representing organizations, others were scholars. So it was a really interesting mix of youth. And really the aim for being there for us was to be able to get a greater pulse on what some of the priorities are of youth when it comes to policy areas and just the different initiatives that they're working on to be able to address those areas. So it was really great to be able to see that firsthand and connect with youth who are right at the heart of doing a lot of this work. And one of the big things as well for myself that I observed was just how eager young people are for the truth, the meat and the potatoes. You know, I think that's a Saskatchewan, I don't know if that's an international saying or if that's just a Saskatchewan thing that we always say, meat and potatoes, I don't know. But the truth of issues, right? I think a lot of forums and gatherings tend to look at youth as perhaps wanting superficial content, whether it's informational sessions, photo ops, and those types of things. And all of those have their purpose in the grand scheme of event planning and logistics, which I'm very familiar with. However, I think one of the most inspiring things was to see just how many youth are committed to what some might consider the grunt work. They want to know about data and analytics. They want to know about logistics. They want to know about policy frameworks that can help make their work more sustainable. Even if that means having to sacrifice some of the frills that might come with social impact work. And some of them, especially a lot of the youth from countries that are considered to be in the global south, don't even have the luxury of having access to those frills. So they're really keen on making the most out of events like this to be able to get as much access to resource and education as they can. So that was incredibly inspiring, and being able to see what partnerships may be able to develop out of that as well. Actually, a really great number of African descent youth represented there as well, from several countries, including there was Benin, there was Botswana, South Africa, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Nigeria. So, you know, and also Caribbean countries, Guyana represented, you know, so it was really great to be able to also recognize the presence of African descent youth, although it could have been more, it needs to be more, especially considering how important, you know, African relations are, and they've always been, but particularly at this time in the world as well. So I look forward to seeing more of a concerted effort to ensure the representation of Black youth in all of these spaces.
That's fantastic. What is your message to the youth and people who would like to take part in the BDA program?
Yeah, I would really encourage them to think about how they would be able to use opportunities to learn, whether it's through Dialot and the BDA program, or opportunities that they are already involved in as well, because I think it really starts where you are, to be able to understand how it's connected to the greater vision that you have for your life. And that sounds really big and lofty, but I think that in a lot of ways that changes over time. For example, when I was in high school, what I really just knew was that I really loved helping. I loved serving people, and I loved bringing people together. The more I kept going towards that, the more I was able to get more specific about how did I like helping people? Where did I like bringing people together? What were some of my strengths around those things? And I think that being able to have a clearer vision on that helps you understand which programs will be most beneficial in helping you go closer to that vision and that direction, and being able to bring that impact back into your work. So for anyone who's considering the Black Diplomats Academy, I would really encourage them to consider those questions in the work that you're already doing, the community involvement you're already a part of, and really seek to understand how this program can be of benefit to you, and also what you'd be able to bring as well. Because I think, again, like even this call that we're having today is an outcome of the amazing relationships that we've been able to build through the Black Diplomats Academy. And I'm so fortunate to be able to be connected still to you and other members of our cohort. So yeah, I'm really excited to see the next generations of Black leaders come out of the program.
So thank you, Vibia. One last question. On September 21st, it is the United Nations International Day of Peace. As a person of a Sudanese heritage, what does that day mean to you?
Yeah, so I really look forward to being able to participate in, there's an online forum where the African Union is going to be hosting some sessions this upcoming Sunday virtually about the Day of Peace. And I think for me, with my cultural background and just even being able to have the great fortune of being a person who's living in Canada, growing up abroad, but still very connected to family back home and the realities of what's happening on the ground, I think that the International Day of Peace for me symbolizes a need for action. It symbolizes the importance of not just allowing strategies and knowledge to gather dust in books and frameworks, and really being courageous about taking action to implement, to fail very quickly, and to be able to ensure that resources are going to those who have micro solutions that can also have major impact in changing the everyday experiences of people. When I think about even just going back to the conference in Geneva, some of the youth there were able to present on ideas about projects that they would like to implement in their local communities. They ranged over a variety of different topic areas, from health to education, you know, humanitarian aid and relief, so many different topics. And one of the things that I noticed is that with a lot of the youth, particularly the ones in the Global South, it was focused on being able to ensure that they had access to be able to broaden their perspectives, not just for a moment, but for generations, right? And that's what education does. That's what stability allows for. So these are the things that I'm thinking of across this upcoming day of peace. But I think more than anything is I'm really just keeping in my prayers as well, and you know, focusing my current studies as well on what do actionable solutions look like throughout my work, and how can I continue to encourage others, regardless of their industry, and this spans for-profit, non-profit, everything in between, to be able to recognize that we all have a hand to play in bringing peace to reality in every space.
Thank you for the kind words, and we hope the best for you. Thank you very much, Vibia, for being on Mucho Radio. We appreciate your time, and we value the effort and change that you're bringing to the youth. And I'm sure that someone listening, some of our listeners, are going to find your interview rather interesting if they want to get involved in activities and youth leadership movements. So thank you again for being on Mucho Radio.